Two senators from Georgia, Isaacson and Chambliss, have joined 28 other senators in introducing legislation in Washington to stop the Environmental Protection Agency from regulating nearly all private and state water in the United States. It's called the Protecting Water and Property Rights Act of 2014, which prevents the EPA and the Army Corps of Engineers from finalizing their March the 2014 proposed rule, which would significantly expand the federal authority under the Clean Water Act. Johnny Isaacson, the senator from Georgia, said the EPA wants to regulate not just navigable water, but every water. This is yet another overstep by the administration that will harm not only landowners, but our entire agricultural industry in Georgia. Saxby Chambliss, who's retiring from the Senate Ag Committee in Georgia, said bureaucratic decision-making has no place in Georgia farm country. He said landowners, both in Alabama, Florida, and Georgia, have dealt with overreaching federal regulations for too long, and this latest move by the administration claiming they're helping farmers and landowners is outrageous. The American Farm Bureau Federation endorsed the act that they have introduced, and the Georgia Farm Bureau initiated a Ditch the Rule campaign, urging all landowners, not just farmers, to submit comments in opposition to the proposed rule on April the 21. They say you can submit even comments on the Internet at www.gfb.org/ditch the rule. He said the EPA proposal raises serious questions. As a constitutional matter, he said the agencies are asserting an authority not granted them by Congress. That coming from Washington this week as they're trying to slow down the EPA. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.